Welcome to Steam Stories by Mr. Steam, where we interview experts on the latest trends in wellness and well-being design and explore how and why to incorporate steam into your projects and into your life.
We're talking to everyone who plays a role in bringing steam to life, from builders, designers, and realtors to hoteliers, yogis, and showroom managers.
I'm Martha, Mrs. Steam Oriana.
And I'm Dan, Dr. Feelgood Reinert.
And we're bringing our combined 80 years of experience building and selling steam showers to give you the inside scoop you won't find anywhere else. On today's episode, we're talking to Tom and Michael Yanilos. Tom is the founder and managing partner of Waterbrook Builders. Michael is a co-partner of Waterbrook Builders. Waterbrook is focused on the construction of single-family, very high-end homes in the Fort Lauderdale waterfront market. Waterbrook homes are often reviewed and reported on because of their significance in the local market.
Some of the things we get into in this interview with Tom and Michael include trends we're seeing in adding steam to home builds, new features to get the most luxurious at-home experience, how surprisingly easy steam showers are to install, and tips for doing so. And of course, understanding the value of adding steam to all kinds of homes across price points, diving into how to determine the right sizing for a steam shower, installation projects, and much more.
It's a great show. So now let's listen to the interview and hear Tom and Michael's steam stories. Welcome to Steam Stories by Mr. Steam. I'm Martha Rolana and
I'm Dan Reiner.
And with us today, we have Tom and Michael. Thanks for joining us. We're going to jump right into the first question because Dan's been roaring to go on this one.
Yes, thank you both for coming to speak with us. Just curious, your part of the country is such a robust market for steam, and I was interested to know a little bit about your own experience with steam and how you started incorporating it into your own builds and projects.
My first experience with steam was I was building about 12 years ago, building my own personal house, and I put a steam unit, one of your steam units, in my shower and made a steam shower. And I love it so much that I started saying to everybody, you have to have a steam unit in your shower. And they started listening. Now we don't need to tell them because we have things all the time that we encounter, plunge pools and different things. But the standard thing that everybody wants in these houses is steam.
Well, that's music to my ears. But some builders, Tom, they have a misconception that steam is a speed bump in construction. It's going to delay things. We know that isn't the truth if you have the right education. What would you share with other builders to help them overcome this type of thinking?
In my own personal house, I found a place for it in the attic right above my shower and very accessible. We put it in a metal pan to make sure, not saying that it's going to leak, but anything in the attic, I like to put in a metal pan with a drain on it. And we found a good place for it. It was no speed bump. It was no extra work. It was great.
And any other misconceptions you think the builders would have? I don't know. It's too difficult to install. You need a huge amount of space. Mildew, I mean, what kind of things would you say advice to any new builder thinking of putting steam?
Yeah, you do want to use mold resistant products in the bathroom if you're using steam. And, you know, obviously you want to pay close attention to that. But it's really reading product specs down to the, you know, from the steam unit to what you're using on the walls and making sure that the product's going to perform. So, you know, our approach is that if you prepare for it, you know, it's not a challenge. You just have to understand the specs and then prepare accordingly.
And of course, any shower, you'll have to take care of mildew problems anyway, right?
Sure. So, absolutely. The preparation would be no different. You could do additional measures with steam kind of just out of good feeling, but nothing else really required.
Great.
Tom, do you guys and Michael, do you basically now market steam as part of the package that your clients would get? And if you do, what sort of focus are you concentrating on, such as the value of the home going up, more opportunities to not just have a bathroom, but have a real spa in your bathroom? What sort of tactics to use?
We don't need to sell steam.
Because we don't really sell it. It sells itself.
It sells itself to our clients because we deal with the kind of clients that they want their homes to have everything. And that's almost number one on the everything list because our clients aren't the type that you need to convince them of certain things. If they want it and most want steam, then they have it, you know,
in their master bathroom location. You know, some clients will request it in a gym bathroom location or in other locations throughout the home, but it is pretty standard. It doesn't really need to be sold to at least the type of clientele that we're building for.
That's
master
great.
Bathrooms. It's kind of a standard. They expect.
Do you do multiple steam rooms in your homes or?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right. Two new homes that we're planning will have multiple steam rooms. Both of them will have a master bathroom steam room, and both of them will have a sort of gym bathroom steam room.
And the master bath, your clientele thinking that they really want everything, including a wellness retreat, a spa-like environment in the master bathroom. Is that the kind of thinking that they have or that you're introducing them to?
They've sort of brought it to us. I mean, we've had clients recently request steam saunas, cold plunge pools, kind of a whole array of wellness kind of products. But
and sauna rooms, too.
We built
a couple recent saunas, too. So,
is there a starting value of a home that you would consider? Well, obviously, you guys are not doing the one-bedroom starter home, but do you see a correlation between value of a home and value of a home where steam needs to be there?
I think with the amount of money that steam adds, which is not a huge amount of money, that it should be in almost every home. I mean, not starter homes, but in our market, mid-range homes should have steam, I think, in this market.
Yeah, and I guess my thought on that would be anything in the 4 to 5 bedroom, bathroom range, you know, when you're building kind of a larger family home, the master bedroom or bathroom should definitely have a steam unit. So
I'm with you guys on that one.
Yeah, you're kind of preaching to the choir on this one for sure.
We don't need to sell it. I mean, most times our client asks our architects to incorporate it into the drawings, you know, so we're preparing for it long before anything happens at the site. So
when you do put steam in a shower, for instance, what would be the extra cost of doing this? What does it add to the construction of the shower itself above and beyond what you would have normally been doing?
I don't know off the top of my head what all the pieces cost, the steam unit and whatnot, but the physical part of the bathroom doesn't change much in ours except putting a hard surface on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because we don't ever build a shower with drywall above the tile or above the marble. So it doesn't change a lot much at all in the construction parts.
Yeah, the substrates in the shower do not change. The waterproofing membranes generally do not change. I mean, we might do additional measures, like I mentioned. And then, so really it's the cost of, for us, just because we don't like to, even if we use gypsum and gypsum board, the anti-mold product, we don't like to have drywall ceiling in a steam shower. So it's the cost of a marble or a porcelain ceiling.
So it's basically the cost of the unit and the plumbing and electrical cost. And the electrical's minimal, really, but the plumbing is more.
And then the ceiling tile.
Yeah.
Are you always factoring in a door that goes all the way up to the ceiling, too? Is there any additional cost on the door?
Most of our clients are putting glass all the way up now.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't put the door all the way up because they want some air to get out. And if that's the case, we just add a little flip thing up there.
Transom.
I love the transom, the louvers. I think that's really a nifty way to introduce fresh air, right? Because you got to close the door and you don't want to have all that in there. How do you handle ventilation in your builds?
In my own personal house, a hot, very high CFM Panasonic fan, and I have one in the bathroom and I have one not in the shower but out right outside the shower, because when I'm done I want to clear that out of there, you know.
So that's the key, is having a good bath fan in the right location outside of the steam shower to kind of get the room back to normal after the steam shower is done. So
sounds like you guys are doing it the right way. I also tell people, you want a quick, cheap way to do it, turn on the cold water. You'll see a lot of stuff.
Or if you want a quick, cheap way to do it, don't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
But Tom, we know we must have our steam, right?
That's true.
How often do you add windows to a steam room?
I don't think we've ever had windows in a steam room.
What do you mean?
In a steam shower with a window in there? We've never had a window in there.
Yeah, Mr. Sullivan's steam shower has a window.
But it doesn't open, right?
It's fixed glass. It's a fixed glass. Yeah, are you talking about non-operable window? Yeah, we've done that before.
Okay. And double pane is usually what
impact.
In Florida, South Florida, impact resistance, all double pane.
Of course, right. I hate to say it, but yes. I had a crazy story up on Mulholland. I live in L.A. And this guy wanted to have a 10-foot window just overlooking Mulholland. And he did. He had it. And it steamed up. So it was hard to see Mulholland after you got done with the steam.
Yeah.
That was a nice view nonetheless.
It would be a very nice thing to be sitting in a steam shower with a good view. That's for sure.
Yeah. Are you guys seeing features in particular when you're putting in steam showers now that are in demand? I know that today there's aromatherapy, lighting, music, even videos now that you can play in the steam room. Are any particular features requested by your customers, or are you suggesting it to them?
Well, the two that are sometimes there is more, the one is lighting.
Yeah.
People are very into lighting now. And the second one is music. I mean, and music in general is throughout the house in the houses we build.
Yeah, so. Not necessarily. Yeah. So music is not necessarily confined to the steam shower. It's really throughout the house. And the lighting, Lutron, Ketra, there's like circadian lighting. There's different Savant, you know, it's like a smart home system that makes like circadian rhythm lighting that some of our clients are requesting. But I would say even that's kind of at the upper end of even our clientele to be upgrading to those things, because those are very costly, those upgrades.
Even lighting the glass also,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've seen some of that, and it's really beautiful. Some of the things that I find interesting with steam itself is the aromatherapy. Yeah. So once we actually mix the oil and the steam combine and you get that into your shower, it's such an amazing aromatherapy experience that you have.
Nice. Yeah. We'll have to tell our clients more about that. We haven't really gotten into that with our clients quite yet. So
we'll talk later, Tom, for sure.
Okay.
And aromatherapy, when you actually get the sense of smell, it's immediate. It takes you to one particular place. Like it travels through space and time. No, I really love that. Can you guys tell us a little bit more? Which one was like most unique or interesting steam room that you've ever built?
Most interesting or unique?
There was something very different about Griffith. I don't remember what it was. It was steam and I think, and heat or something. Just combining it with other things, I think, is the...
Oh, a heated floor. Oh, yeah. The bathroom. Floor. Oh, yeah. We had a bathroom that we did like a whole heat. And in Florida, that's unique. And in the Northeast, you know, obviously it's not. But a whole heated floor system in Florida was a unique request. And then a whole marble steam shower overlooking Middle River down here in Fort Lauderdale, which is like a big open waterways, was pretty nice. So
nice.
Yeah.
Lastly, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you want to share with the listeners today about incorporating steam showers into your builds?
I think the important thing is just making sure that it's the right size. And the right size in my mind means not too small and also not too large, just the right size. And I think that experts should be consulted on that, not the architect. It should be people like you guys that create the theme. What's the good size?
And you know, we have a really great helpful tool. It's called the Virtual Spa that allows you to put in your sizing and the materials, and it'll give you the right specific size for your unit. Of course, you're always welcome to call us. We actually have live people talking on the East Coast and the West Coast. So we're open 10 hours a day.
8 a.m. till 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Great. Anyway, anything else, guys, you want to say?
We love your products.
Thank you.
Love you both, too. And thank you for your time today, too.
Thank you.
Really, thank you for joining us. Please be sure to connect with Tom and Michael. You can find his contact info or their contact info in the show notes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Steam Stories.
Steam Stories.
The Steam. Thank you for listening to Steam Stories by Mr. Steam. We're your hosts, Martha Orellana
and Dan Reinert. You can learn more and connect with us at MrSteam.com.
Find us on social media and all of your favorite podcast listening apps so you never miss an episode. Until next time,
happy steaming!